Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and brothers that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter had come up to Jerusalem, those who were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went in to men uncircumcised and ate with them." But Peter told the story from the beginning and explained it in order to them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain container descend, like a large sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me, on which, when I had looked, I considered and saw four-footed animals of the earth, and wild animals, and creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, don't you call common.' And this was done three times, and all were pulled up again into heaven. And immediately there were three men who had already come to the house where I was sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit told me to go with them without worrying. Also, these six brothers accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house that stood and said to him, 'Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your family will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then I remember the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost.' So then, since God gave them the same gift as he did to us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could oppose God?" When they had heard these things, they answered nothing and glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance for salvation." Now those who were scattered around because of the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenice and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Greeks, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church that was in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas, so that he would go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, so that with purpose of heart they would stick with the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed to Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in those days prophets went from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them named Agabus stood up and signified by the Spirit that there would be great drought throughout all the world, which happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brothers who lived in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.